First down and 20. Gabbert with time. Fires hand and is picked off by Charles Tillman. Tillman inside the 10, the 5, and he is in for a Bears touchdown.
Matches their best starting field position of the game. Rodgers still trying to find somewhere to go. Picked off Tillman. Interception by Charles Tillman. What a catch. And Tillman is still on his feet down at the 15.
Charles Tillman gets around you. You better get your hands around the football. Once again, just knocking the thing out of there. He doesn't go for the tackle. He just punched it right through the arms of LeSean McCoy. That looked like a right hook.
Back here on the beat, those highlights courtesy of Fox and NBC. Our next guest is actually now a Fox employee. Charles Peanut Tillman joins us here.
What a sellout. Can't believe it. To join the media? Oh, my God.
What's going on, Charles?
How you guys doing? Yeah, I sold my soul. What are y'all? Damn.
It's a terrible move. You're going to regret it.
I already am.
Hey, Charles, I know you were Adam Hogue, Mark Carmen here, by the way, on the beat. We're here till 7 o'clock today, and Charles Tillman joins us right now. I know you were a little hesitant to kind of have a big party at Hallis Hall Friday. You wanted to keep things a little bit more low-key, but sitting there during the press conference, I could tell you were enjoying it a little bit, at least. And so how cool was that to kind of have Friday retire as a Bear, have your family there and the whole thing?
It was real cool. Like I said, when I first started the press conference, I initially wanted to just go holler at George and Cliff Stein and, you know, sign my papers and go back home. But, you know, I was under advisement by a lot of people that I should do the press conference. And I'm glad I did it because it gave me a chance to express how thankful I am for just the outpour of support from Charles Tillman fans across the league.
Well, and Pina, a lot of people are having a discussion, is Charles Tillman a Hall of Famer? And I don't want to put you in an awkward spot here, but we were just talking about it, and we think you are. Do you think you belong in Canton, Ohio?
I would like to get it, but I don't think that will necessarily make or break my career. The only regret I have from playing 13 years is not making the 40-40 club. You know, my numbers speak for themselves. If I get in, I get in. If I don't, well, I don't. You know, I'm not going to hang my head on that. I've had, you know, 13 amazing years on two great teams. And, yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with what I've been able to accomplish, you know.
Well, 40 is a cool number, but yeah, I mean, you are the only one of the 44-38 club, right?
That's a cool club, too.
I mean, you're still – I think the point there is that – and we were just talking about this, too, Charles. I mean, you kind of brought your own brand, or at least when I look back on it, kind of your own brand to your position in the NFL, and that your unique way of both being able to cover and force turnovers. And I don't know how much you know, Charles, about DeAndre Hall this year, who the Bears drafted in the fourth round. I don't know if you've met him or had a chance to talk to him yet, but one of the first things he said to us right after he was drafted was that he's modeling his game after yours, or he looks at your game and says, that's how I want to be a corner. And I don't think he was just saying that just because he's on the Bears. I think when he was at Northern Iowa, really thought the same way. And that's got to be pretty cool, too, to hear young guys coming in the league that want to model their game after yours.
It is. I was a kid who, when I used to play basketball, I thought I was MJ. You know, 3-2-1, and shooting the jumper at the free throw line. Little 10-footer. I take it as a sign of respect, and it's humbling to know that other athletes, other players, you know, model their game around yours. And I like it. It's cool. I can't even lie to you. I think it's pretty cool. And I hope he surpasses and does better than I did.
Hey, Peanut, you mentioned MJ there, and you were born in Chicago, but you moved around a ton. Your dad, he was a sergeant in the U.S. Army. Is that all correct? And, you know, how did that impact you as a kid, moving around having that type of discipline around you all the time. Do you think that's a big reason why you made it as far as you did in your life all the way to the NFL?
Yeah. You know, more than anything, moving around, you know, every 2-3 years, it really taught me the sink or swim mentality. It always taught me to I'm always adapting in new environments. An example would be school. You know, in third grade, I went to 3 different schools in third grade. And, you know, every school, they have their own curriculum during the school year. And I went to one school, and everything was great. And then we moved, and we started, you know, like writing in cursive. And I didn't know how to write in cursive yet. But my other school hadn't started, but this school was a little ahead. So I kind of had to just learn how to do it on the fly. Then I leave that school and go to another one. We move to Germany, and, you know, this particular school, they're doing division. Division was like a foreign language to me at the time because my previous school, we hadn't started it yet. So, again, I had to kind of, you know, sink or swim mentality, and I just had to pick it up on the fly, and I ended up getting it. And I really think that has that helped me. That helped transform me into, you know, the man I am today, the sink or swim mentality, always just knowing how to adapt to new situations and new environments, you know, just trying a way to get through the problem, you know, be a problem solver, not just sit there and ask questions like, well, I don't know how to do it, so I can't do it. Just trying to figure out a way to get it done.
So wait, hold on a second. You landed in Germany. Where were you before that, right before that?
Ohio, Urbana, Ohio.
And how old were you?
I went from Fort Riley, Kansas to Urbana, Ohio to Einzeltun, Germany.
Wow.
All in third grade.
In third grade.
Jesus.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot for a grown man, let alone a 9-year-old, 8-year-old.
I did the same thing in sixth grade. Sixth grade, I went from Parmesans, Germany to Southside Chicago to Fort Ord, California, all in sixth grade.
Who was supporting you there? I mean, was it mom? Was it dad? Who say, hey, Charles, you can do this. Go make some new friends. It's cool.
Oh, well, you know, I think I take my dad's personality. You know, my dad, he's the kind of guy you can put in a room and everyone will love him. You know, and he gets that from my grandfather, DT. So from that standpoint, there's two things about being a military brat. Either you like it or you love it. I mean, you love it or you hate it. I loved it because it gave me a chance to go around the world. I met people all the time. I got used to it. You hate it is if you're an introvert and you just, you know, to yourself and you're very quiet. Yeah, being a military brat, probably not for you. And my brother and I, we both love traveling, love learning about Germany and different cultures and castles and the food, the festivals, just everything, you know. And I think, yeah, I had a head start on traveling at a young age. I remember when I came back to Germany or when I came back to the South Side, a kid was like, where are you coming from? I was like, oh, you know, we're going to go to Germany. I just came back to visit some friends, some family. And they asked the question, like, Germany? I was like, yeah, y'all ain't never been to Germany? And I was so young and naive. I thought everyone had been to Germany at least one time because all my friends, you know, we were all 8, 9, 10-year-olds, and their parents had been to Germany. They'd been to Japan. They'd been to Guam, Panama. They'd been a ton of places, Italy. So I didn't think it was far-fetched to not have everyone travel overseas to Europe. I thought it was weird that you didn't go to Europe.
Well, it had to be pretty cool getting all those experiences too at a young age.
I feel like you were ahead of the game, Peanut, because of all of that. Really.
Hey Charles, before we get out of here, where did this video come about? The one where you posted it as your retirement. How did that come about? The Everything Peanut Punch. It was very funny.
Yeah, this me and Spice Adams. And if y'all don't follow that man on Twitter, y'all need to follow him at Spice Adams or Instagram. He's got the best videos.
But he does. He's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, he's
in a good way.
Funny. Yeah. But just him and I, you know, he's the creative genius behind everything. I kind of called him up and just asked him a couple of ideas. Like, yo, man, I'm thinking about doing a video about punching, you know, punching things out of people's hands, and it kind of just went from there.
Favorite memory of being a Chicago Bear?
Favorite memory, Arizona Cardinals game 2006, yeah, when we were losing. That was a best memory as a player. That was the true definition of team. You know, guys came, we had to overcome some adversity. We were losing 20-0, you know, at halftime, and Olin Kutz came in and told everyone not to panic, but that we were going to win the game. And, you know, we went out, and Bron Urlacher just playing out of his mind. Mark Anderson strips the ball. Mike Brown picks it up, runs it back for a touchdown. Urlacher strips it. I pick it up, run it back for a touchdown. Devin Hester runs it back. Robbie Gould kicks it. We win the game, and it was just, yeah, team at its best.
That's the famed Denny Green game, by the way, for who just passed away this week. Great man and an incredible asset to the NFL, and Denny Green. But that was the Bears are who we thought we were game.
Yep, it was. I think all Bears fans will remember that one for a long time. No question about it.
Peanut, you is it really true that you just woke up one day and you said, you know what, this is it? Is that the deal? And your wife was like, hey, Charles, you can play a couple more years, or at least another season?
Yeah, I think I had come to that. I think I had made the decision a little bit way before she did. And, you know, I talked to her. Yeah, I think I'm going to retire. I think I'm done. And then she was like, no, I think you can still go. And then I was like, okay. And, you know, probably did it about two or three times. And then finally I was like, if I'm having to convince myself that I need to play, chances are I don't need to play. I'm done. So I was like, yeah, I'm just – time to hang these cleats up, call it a day.
Does she call you Charles?
If you're not 100% committed, it's just not worth playing.
Does she call you Charles or Peanut or something else you want to share with us?
Charles, only when she's mad at me. Other than that, it's just Bay. Hey, Bay, like everybody else.
Yeah. Did you really play on a torn ACL this year?
I did. It was partially torn.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. I mean, I just play the game of football at that level, even a partially torn ACL, that's crazy.
What are your thoughts on Cam? He's always – people have – some love him, some don't. What would you say about Cam Newton?
I love him. I got a chance to really know him, and I saw what he was about. So yeah, I'm all for him. He earned everything, all the awards and accolades that he got this year. He earned every last one of them.
Yeah, he did.
Everyone, despite what critics said, and you know the bad press that he got, he earned everything. And yeah. Glad I got a chance to witness it up close.
So now that you're a media man, do you think you'll have trouble being critical? I feel like that's a challenge for players coming right, particularly if you're jumping right into it.
I don't have a problem being critical, but understand that I'm not going to throw another player under the bus. You know, that's one thing I particularly don't like is when, you know, that was the one thing I really didn't like about the media was how critical they were. Like, it's a game, and you got to understand the situation. And I don't know. I feel like I can explain or I can articulate it better just because I played, so I know that situation. I've been in that situation. I respect former players better than I do non-players, whoever played the game. You know, I respect their opinions more. And I don't mind them being more critical than just Joe Schmo, who's never played the game.
I feel you.
That's fair. I understand that. I mean,
that's why I think people love Charles as in Barkley, as in the NBA, because he played and he'll step out, but he does it in a way. And he pisses guys off too. But I think he's fair overall. And if he's wrong, he'll admit it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Charles,
there's a way to talk about people. It's just there's a right and wrong way to do everything. It's just. How do you do it? And I think I can get my point across and not be disrespectful toward a player or a person, but just be fair of them. If Charles Tillman played a bad game, you know, hey, you know, I think, you know, he's a really good player, but hey, man, it's 16 games. you're allowed to have one bad game. He didn't play his best, but I'm sure he'll bounce back next week. You know, I'd say something like that where, oh, this guy is terrible. He's trash. Just, you should cut him and get rid of him and just abort this contract and just terminate it forever. Like, I'm not going to do anything like that. That's not my style. And I told whomever, I told Fox that, you know, during my interview. Like, if y'all isn't that kind of guy, I'm not your man.
That's cool.
Yeah. How quickly did that come together, Charles? Was it something that was on the table before you retired, or was it as soon as they heard you retired, hey, we want to talk to you?
Just as soon as I retired, and they just initiated the contact, and I happily accepted.
All right. That's cool.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, Pina. We appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you and seeing you around in the future.
Congrats on a phenomenal career, Pina. You're the man.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.